Day 27. Where can I go then from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. Psalm 139, verses 6 and 7. Living with illness takes us into contexts that can be harrowing. Some of us live through complicated surgeries. Others endure the steady diminishment of physical or mental capacity. Others struggle to live with a condition that has no cure. The assurance of our faith is this: there is no place, no circumstance, where God is not present. There is no place where the Spirit of God does not breathe. There is no place in which God chooses not to be. A friend of mine who has lived with a lot of loss and illness in her family says this: if God isn't telling us in Jesus that all of this is held in God's embrace, then I am out of here. I love her honesty. I love her ability to take the experience she has lived with, some of them so grievous, and state that in those experiences, God is there. She is not someone given to saccharine versions of faith. Her life has been too hard. She has shaken her fist at God and cried out. She has felt sad and abandoned. And over the years, she has learned that God is with her in all the dyings and risings of her life. Help me when I do not see or understand to trust in your presence, O Christ. Help me when my body hurts and my spirit fails to know that I am in your hands. Help me when the circumstance of illness breaks my heart to know that you weep with me. Amen.